big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $38.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good start.
I nearly quit this podcast though.
Why?
Well, I did get an email saying there was news about my lottery ticket.
Oh my word.
I started spending all the money. I was going on holiday to New York, buying a house there. Well, house, mansion.
How much have you won?
I was going everywhere. Yeah, I won £3.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now, time, whatever time it is right now, here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we bet on ourselves. We are chatting all things gambling, betting, whether or not people need to do it. Is it any good? How much have we won? How much have we lost? We're even going to get Lucy's dad on the phone.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, we hope it is definitely going to be a riot. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 10. We cannot believe we have done 10 episodes of this podcast.
You say that every single week, Luke.
I know, but 10 episodes.
Every single week.
Yeah.
You couldn't believe you'd done 9 last week.
I couldn't believe I'd done 1.
You couldn't believe you'd done 8 the week before.
That is so true. If you've just joined us for the first time, my name's Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is I have not ate a meal from KFC in 17
Shut
months.
Shut up.
It's a true fact.
Are you joking?
17 months.
KFC's like the best of the best rubbish takeaways.
I had a bad,
you can have.
I had a bad bodily experience last time.
Ew,
I
okay, don't want to know, don't want to know.
KFC.
Shut up now, stop. Yep. Okay. Fact about me is, well, I might not have been here at one point because when I was 9 years old, I did get lost in the middle of France, stood there crying my eyes out for my mum and dad.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought you were going to die?
Well, a bit dramatic. But...
What, did somebody force feed you ham and cheese paninis?
No, thank God.
And a bottle of red?
I wouldn't have minded that, actually.
At 9 years old, you could have started earlier.
Like rosé, yeah. Rosé all right.
And another big thing this week. If you follow Lucy on Twitter, at Lucy M. Hilton, she has, last week on episode 9, if you've not caught it, please do catch up, audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM or search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, like many you've had this week. And you would have seen that last week's podcast, episode 9, we discussed that Lucy wasn't verified. At Luke and Lucy FM is on Twitter, but it's happened.
Yeah, it has. Yay!
It's just me clapping. Lucy, you are now officially blue ticked.
So, I'm blue ticked.
I mean, what does this blue tick mean to you, Lucy?
It means the world. I just want to say thank you to my mum and dad, my brother, my sister, my little nephew. Thanks to everyone who has believed in me.
I know there's still suffering in the world, but do you feel as though this blue tick's going to help you eventually kind of become an icon, a global kind of symbol of peace?
I could be the next Mother Teresa.
I absolutely think so. Please check out our previous podcast, by the way, about lack of inspirational women. Check that out on there. And this week, it's been, if in the UK we have something called the Grand National, which is a horse racing big event, right? It's the biggest horse racing event.
Huge event.
And it kind of got us thinking about kind of gambling and the idea of absolutely, frankly, urinating our money down the drain.
Well, you can tell Luke has no idea about anything to do with gambling.
I have absolutely no idea.
I mean, I did used to work at Tote headquarters, so I knew a little bit, which is a big betting thing.
So you used to work for a headquarters of bookies?
Well, on the call centre thing, taking bets. And I was like 17 at the time.
What a way to start this historic career you've built up, Lucy.
It was fab. And anyway, I know all about the different bets, the odds and everything.
Do you understand
so
odds?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You obviously do.
I don't understand it. When somebody says 56 over 2, or I don't understand what any of that means.
Oh my goodness. I'm not even going to begin to explain to you. But you would know... A few facts about the gambling industry. Oh. During April 2014 and March 2015, the UK gambling industry generated a gross profit of £5.4 billion.
Oh, wow. That's not any small change.
I would not mind £5.4 billion in my back pocket.
I think I could cope with that.
I don't think it'd fit in my back pocket.
Well, no, it wouldn't. I don't think it would fit in the nation, in the UK itself. Oh, I don't think we're that affluent.
Well, there's probably someone in the UK who is that rich.
Possibly. If we are looking for a sponsor for the podcast, so please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
Yep. Over 104,000 people worked in the gambling sectors last year.
Jeez.
And there are 8,819 betting shops throughout the UK, compared with 9,128 in 2012.
These stats, but I mean, what does that mean? It's moved online. That's what that means.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So when you worked in this call centre, give me an example of sort of the awful phone calls. I want to put 20p on a race. Give me an example of the sort of phone calls you'd have.
Well, they're not awful. It's just people have accounts. They ring up. They'll say, can I put a five? Well, to be fair, you had the elite gamblers and the not so elite gamblers.
That'd be me, non-elite.
You know they were good when, because obviously you'd have the details on screen. You know they were good when they came on the phone. So I used to, obviously,
take note
of everything, what they. I don't know. It's just like my voice now.
So, hi, I want to put £10 on.
Hi, darling.
Lucky. Did you call them darling?
No, did I? I'm kidding.
Did you like sass yourself up? Instead of Lucy, was you Lou?
They might have spent the winnings
on you.
<me.
laughs> So, you know, like, this, you must have experienced maybe the bad side of gambling a bit. Did you see that?
Not really.
Oh, no,
yeah.
just happy to take all the money.
I'm just happy to take. Well, I wasn't taking the money, was I?
Well,
it was going to the tote.
Lucy's been done for embezzlement in the past.
I wish it. What's that?
No, you haven't. You haven't.
I don't even know what that is. Let's move on from that, because it obviously doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good. The word embezzlement, look it up. Okay. Former journalist Lucy Hilton doesn't understand the word embezzlement. You know, like, I've had my own dabble of gambling in the past, right? When I was rich and famous back in 2008, well, I had a bit of money at least in 2008, and I came out to Big Brother and they flew us to Las Vegas. Now, bearing in mind, I didn't drink at the time. I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't swear. I was an altar boy.
An angel.
I was a paragon of good
angel.
Back then. And I went to a casino for the first time, and I just turned 21.
I remember you told me you'd not drank, didn't you, not until you was like 20?
Yeah, 20, 24. Well, I started drinking at 20, 22. I didn't start drinking until 22. But I went into this casino, and they give you free drinks in Las Vegas casinos if you continue to gamble at the tables.
I've been to one in Atlantic City.
That's what I'm saying, the home of gambling.
Exactly. And it was awesome.
I was sat at this table, and there was a woman, an old lady from Florida, and basically it was... blackjack, basically, I think, is what I was playing, and you know, like pontoon. It was just very simple
obviously,
card games,
because you cannot do anything complicated, Luke. It'll test your brain too much.
And I was sat there, and this lady was like, hit me again like to this dealer. That is an American old lady from Florida's accent. Hit me again. And I kept tapping.
Is she was not Jamaican or like Nigerian?
No,
or
she was
Australian,
not Nigerian
or something.
She,
all mixed in.
She was from Florida. She was on in vacation in Las Vegas.
Oh,
right?
Oh my goodness.
And I kept tapping on the table when she did. She walked away with $800, the
wow,
lady.
Oh, okay.
I lost $450 in the space of half
did
an
you?
Hour. It's the most I've ever lost.
Unlucky.
I didn't know what I was doing.
But
and
like
I,
you said, you were rich. You could fritter that away. Where's all that money gone now, Luke? Casinos?
Yeah. Well, nowhere near that amount of money I have now. In fact, if somebody has got £450, if they could please send it to us at Luke and Lucy FM.
Very much appreciated.
That'd be great. I mean, what sort of gambling experiences have you had? Have you had any big wins?
No, not really. I did say I used to work in the gambling industry, so I kind of saw how much people were losing and things like that. So
it put
I never,
you off.
Yeah, it really put me off. However, for my 21st birthday, I did go to the races with all the girls. And
Ladies' Day.
Yeah, and it was just a normal day.
Ladette day. Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. Like, I literally just looked at which horses were in the next race, recognised one of them from, like, the gambling people who used to come on. They used to always put money on this horse. So I was like, oh, I'll put some money on that one. Why not? £2.50 each way. Won about £100.
Oh, wow.
I'm so proud of myself. Everyone was fuming that I didn't give them the tip afterwards.
Well, of course not. I mean, I once fleeced my granddad. He's not with us anymore. For £50 at Domino's. That was quite good. It was most successful gambling.
For Domino's? Oh, at Domino's.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Oh, so, Domino's. They were like the original gambling thing.
Well, you know, they were. That's how it was like caveman gambling.
Well,
But no, you've
I'm
got...
I'm sure they didn't have dominoes in those days.
Well, they might have invented clubs, I don't know. Maybe they etched it on the walls. But, you know, there's a lot of... These days, you see a lot of the machines' betting terminals, you know, and you go in the bookies and yeah. you have those virtual, like, slot machines and all that sort of stuff. You know, they're big money these days, Lucy. In fact, a few weeks ago, I actually... I was in a nightclub, in Wigan, our hometown, and they have a lucky fruit machine in one of the nightclubs. So I had a go on it, another £10 down the drain. And did you know, Lucy, £1.6 billion a year is how much they make off those.
Wow.
That's £1.6 billion a year off
that
a machine. The maximum win of those is £100. And apparently there's a lot of charities, you know, people who gamble away, they want that to be £2 because they're saying the £100 is too enticing.
Yeah. Well, it is really, isn't it? Because
who wants to play for £2?
Well, my thing is, 9 times out of 10, people lose, don't they? Like, I always put the lottery on, like I said this morning, £3. Is all I got back. I put £4 on it.
So you're currently £1 down.
Yeah, exactly. And that, to be fair, that's a big win for me on the lottery.
For the past 6 months, I've been seriously into the lottery. My uncle has been doing the lottery, I think, since the lottery ever began. And he has a shrine of Lucky Charms in his house. So every time I go in, there's like stacks of lottery tickets underneath rabbit's foot, baby's teeth from 20 years ago.
Oh,
there's, you know, toenails. I don't know what he's got
nice.
Over there. And it's a collection of stuff. And I asked him, what's your biggest win? And he was like, £20. He's been
People
doing the lottery every week.
Though.
They do, but you know they also like you know get rid of a lot. They lose a lot. The only winner of the lottery is the lottery people.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
I mean, it genuinely is. Like for example, I've been putting the lottery ticket on £4 a week now for the past 6-7 months. So you do the maths. You do the maths, and actually, I've not gained anything. I've not
You're
won anything in 6 months. So
I
think how many lattes I could have bought with that.
However, gambling can become a bit of a hobby for people. Though it can be something fun to do. Put 50p each way here and there. It is, I think it's exciting, the thrill of waiting to see if you're going to win or not.
Absolutely, turn that 50p into a pound.
Exactly. This morning, for that half hour when I was dreaming of my yacht in Barbados, it was exciting.
You know, when we were agreeing, when we spoke about this, we agreed to do episode 10, the one where we bet on ourselves. We needed to speak to somebody who... was a bit of a gambling expert, somebody who has a bit more of a clue.
Exactly.
And I racked my brains and I tried to get, him on the phone, John McCruick, the big horse racing expert, and we couldn't get him. So we've got a cheaper version, but better than John McCruick.
He is better. He's so much better. He is the biggest expert I've ever met in my entire life.
An expert on everything or just gambling?
Well, mainly gambling. Quite a lot of other things, though. It is, of course...
Lucy's dad. Paul Hilton, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. How exciting.
Oh, I'm quivering. I really am.
I mean, can you believe that your daughter has asked you to be on this podcast? A podcast which, by the way, is doing quite well on iTunes.
And Audioboom.
And Audioboom, yes.
Oh, is there a market on it?
You can't bet on the podcast.
You could try.
So, Paul, the reason why we got you on is, I mean, were you really the only authoritative voice we could find on gambling? I don't know whether or not this is a good thing that you're going to be billed as somebody who likes a bit of a flutter.
Oh, I do love a flutter, but you've actually caught me on a bad day. I'm sitting here with a shirt on. I lost it yesterday at Entry.
Oh dear.
You lost your shirt.
Did you lose your shirt?
I didn't do so well at all.
Did you gamble your shirt away to try and get a bet?
So you are not enjoying the races at the minute then?
No, I'm afraid. But there's always today. That's what a gambler does. He's always optimistic, forgets about yesterday.
So why do you think people enjoy gambling?
Because they want to win, of course.
Do you think it's that? Yeah. Or do you think it's the thrill? Lucy talked earlier about maybe it's the thrill.
It is exciting. It is. I mean, take today, for example. Of course, when this podcast comes out, it'll be yesterday.
Or last week, or last year.
Or last week when people get round to listening to it.
Or 10 years ago.
But everyone's looking forward to the Grand National. Everyone's chatting about it and asking each other's opinion. And it is. It is a bond with people. You know, you've got all day to look forward to it. So you put your couple of quid on and you've got about 8 hours worth of enjoyment until the end when you throw your kick it in the bin.
And then throw yourself in the canal.
Your vest comes off.
And your pants and your trousers.
All right, let's not get naked on the podcast right now.
The one where Lucy's dad gets naked. So, Paul, I mean, tell us about the fact that, so when would you say you first started thinking, actually, I'm quite enjoying this whole gambling thing?
Yeah, like, when did you start?
Does Lucy know about some of the dark secrets that you've got?
Well, no, before... Yeah, obviously, when I was a young lad, I always remember, I think the first bet I ever had was in my early 20s. I worked at shifts in a factory in Scammersdale, and I was on the morning shift, and this chap gave me 50p. He was a keen gambler, and he said, asked me to put up a bet on 3 horses. So I had 50p. I thought, well, I'll match him because he's a good tip. So, but when I got to the betting shop, I couldn't find my 50p. So I just put his horse on, and the first race, his first horse lost, so I'm walking away.
There's his 50p gone.
No, he's 50. No, he's still got two more horses. It was like a round robin bet.
Luke,
whatever that means.
Then I found my 50p, and I thought, oh, well, I'll put 25p on the next two horses as a double, and I'll have a pint with the other. This is shows how long ago.
Is this 50 years ago? What's this?
Showing your age now, Dad.
Anyway, the next two did win, and I was able to buy, with that winning, I think I won £30, and somebody was trying to sell me a scooter in the pub.
And you bought a scooter?
I bought a motorised scooter, and I still had £3 left.
So did you buy Babs some flowers with that? Pints.
What decade was this? What planet was this on? Because I want to go and live where you can buy a scooter for 50p.
That was for £30,
Luke.
That was the rocky road to ruin for me after that.
Why? Clearly.
So I owned a scooter, but I was too drunk to drive it. So.
Oh, flipping it. You're not painting a great picture of yourself. But clothesless, scooter goes. So tell us, what is the most you think you've ever won? Like, how did you get to the point where you thought, actually, I'm quids in here?
Ask any gambler, and they'll always remember the winnings. They never, you know, there's a mental block on when they lose.
On the losing.
Yeah, of course there is.
But I bet you lose more times than you win, though, right?
You never work it out. Except I got an online account when your mum used to be working at nights at the hospital. Nothing else to do. I used to go on.
Given the family history.
Yeah. Tell us about your bloodline and what blood type you are.
But I remember getting my first statement. And it was about 3 months' worth of this betting. It was about 10 pages long.
Oh, dear.
And I looked. I bet £8,725.
That could have been spent on a new car for me or something.
I'd won £8,743. So I was like at some point.
Oh, my goodness.
Up.
I mean, do you think at that point, did you think to yourself, maybe I've got a problem?
At that point, I thought, I'm not betting online ever again. Because... I mean, as it happened, I didn't come to any harm, but it is scary. And a lot of people do get in trouble. I think now everyone's got these iPhones, the online gambling.
And you're not going to go into the iPhone community, are you, Dad?
What are you talking about? You sold his shirt for an iPhone yesterday.
Well, I was looking at some statistics on it, on the online gambling, and mostly done by young people. 66% of people bet in the living room. There's 45% who bet when they're in bed.
23%
when they're on the toilet.
On that pivotal note.
What is the best thing to gamble on there?
Yeah, tell
what
us.
What would you say?
Yeah, what's the best? If we want to go and bet now, what would you advise us to do? Like, where would we go with it?
I just have a bet on the horses. I have a sports bet.
Football.
If there's a I love coincidence names. If any of the kids, so anything with Lucy. They're
the winners. I mean, did you bet on me when I was in Big Brother? I was actually number one to win for 3 weeks, and then my odds slashed.
I don't think we watched you in Big Brother.
Oh, well, I don't want to talk about me. Listen, Paul, thank you so much for being on this podcast. I mean, have you got any pivotal closing words to anybody who's listening to this thinking, I don't want to be a gambler?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to end it gambling.
How to safe gamble?
I think 3/4 of the population gambling is some sort of another, with the National Lottery and premium bonds and Euro Millions and all that. But then again, you look at the statistics, I think it's 45 million to one to win a big prize. But premium bonds, 27 billion to one.
You've got more chance of being run over 5,000 times than you have winning the lottery.
Well,
listen.
3 million to one to be killed by lightning. That puts it in perspective.
That's something to look forward to.
I could
go and find your clothes.
Before I win the lottery.
Paul, thanks for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thanks, Paps.
I will see you later.
I mean, why don't we just, Lucy, I mean, that was your dad. Why don't we just get your mum on the phone, your sister, your 2-year-old baby cousins, get the entire family reunion
on. Nephew. Yeah, I think we should do. He literally mentioned the whole family there anyway.
Yeah, he did. He talked about what you're having for your tea and all that stuff. But, you know, it was interesting to hear that actually this is a guy who didn't disclose to his wife. They spent $8,000 online booking.
Well, now she knows.
Shell shocking family secrets and more on Luke and Lucy FM. On that note, listen, take a gamble on us. Thanks. That's good.
Oh, wow. It sounded like an ABBA song there.
That's a good one, yeah. Take a chance.
Take a chance.
No, so sorry about that. So cringy. If you have absolutely loved this podcast, please do leave us an iTunes review. We really appreciate it. Thanks to Anna. Thanks to the lady who did leave us a review saying she hates Marcus Bentley, the voiceover of the podcast. But then the review got deleted, so maybe she changed her mind on the hate. I don't know.
How can you hate? Don't hate.
Yeah, don't hate. Just
don't hate.
And if you do hate, gamble on that. Give us some odds.
I bet you she doesn't hate him.
Thank you so much for listening this week. We are back with episode 11 of Luke and Lucy FM next week. Check out all previous episodes, audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM, or just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, or drop us a tweet during the week whenever you listen to this at Luke and Lucy FM, and tell us maybe what you like to gamble, how you like to do it.
Yep, let us know.
And
what is your favourite thing to gamble on? I'm dying to know what people gamble on.
Yeah, well, let us know at Luke and Lucy FM and we'll check out your tweets.
What's
all
the weirdest
come to us.
Thing?
What's the weirdest thing? What's the weirdest thing you've ever gambled on, Lucy?
Oh, I don't gamble, so...
Have you never had a little flutter on anything
probably
a bit dodgy?
On no.
Nothing dodgy
no.
at all? I don't believe you
Not
at
that
all.
I can think of.
I once bet on myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, lost.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.